Hello and welcome to the Mightier Than the Sword podcast. My name is Josh Katzowitz. I am an NFL writer for CBSSports.com. Before we get started, I have a confession for you. This is probably the 20th introduction I've recorded in the making of this podcast, in the making of this rare monologue. I'm not a radio guy by trade. I'm not a TV guy by trade. I'm a newspaper guy originally, and I always feel slightly uncomfortable when I have to be the guy who says, 3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Josh Katzowitz, CBSSports.com. I feel a little bit, that always strikes me as a little bit strange. I don't really have the voice, maybe the personality to be like that, but this is my podcast, so I have to work through that a little bit. And hopefully the 20th time is the charm when it comes to recording this monologue. Speaking of monologues, you're not going to hear them very much on the Mightier Than the Sword podcast. I'm just not interested in delivering a 10-minute monologue of what's going on in my life at the moment. You know, I listen to podcasts who the hosts do that, and I think it's great, and because I think they're probably more interesting, have more really more interesting lives than I do. So I wanted to kind of stay away from that. But in the interest of kind of introducing myself and telling you where I want to go with this podcast, I figured it was appropriate at least to do it for the first episode, and then we'll see kind of where it goes from there. Again, my name is Josh Katzowitz. I cover the NFL for CBSSports.com. Let me give you a quick backdrop of my bio. I graduated from the University of Georgia in 2001 with a journalism degree with an emphasis in newspapers. And I almost immediately went to work for the Meredith Daily Journal, which is a small suburban paper outside of Atlanta. Covered mostly preps there, prep football mostly, before moving over to the Augusta Chronicle in Georgia, where I, again, covered all prep sports, prep football, prep basketball, prep baseball, prep soccer, you name it, I covered it. Also covered a few Masters tournaments, which is still some of the best things I've ever covered before. I was there for a little over 2 years, and then the final few months of that job, I covered colleges, actually. I covered University of South Carolina, Clemson, University of Georgia, and Georgia Tech. And from there, I went to the Cincinnati Post, which sadly no longer exists. But I knew that going in when I got the job there in 2004. I knew most likely I would not have a job at the Cincinnati Post on January 1st, 2008, because through a long, complicated history with the Cincinnati Inquirer, which still exists, the paper was going to die, and I was going to go down with the ship. But it was worth it to me because, you know, I got to move to a bigger city, and I got to cover major league sports and major college sports, and that's what I did. I covered Xavier University for a few seasons, the basketball team. I covered the University of Cincinnati football and basketball teams right when Brian Kelly took over the football team and right when Mick Cronin took over the basketball team. And I was a what you call a backup on the Reds and Bengals beats, where I was the guy who'd come in and do the off-day story, or I was the guy who was writing sidebars, or the guy who would fill in, you know, when the beat writer took a day off. And it was a valuable experience for me. But then at the end of the day, on December 31st, 2007, I went down with the ship, didn't have a job after that. So I turned to freelance and worked for anybody and everybody who would pay me money. That was the New York Times. That was the LA Times. It was the Washington Post. It was various websites. It was, you know, the 30,000 circulation daily who needed a game story on their local college who was in town to play Division II opponent. You know, I did all that stuff. And that was an interesting time for me. And then in 2010, I got a little bit lucky and ended up doing some freelance work, or getting a freelance gig with CBSSports.com. I was covering the Bengals. Then I was lucky enough to move into more of a full-time role at CBSSports.com and cover the entire NFL. And that's where I stand today. Now, what's the point of this podcast? The point is to talk to people. I mean, as cliche as that is for a podcast, but it's not just about – I don't want to do a podcast that focuses on current events. I want this to be a timeless podcast. I want the guy who stumbles across it in 2 years and wants to go back and listen to each weekly show and not have to wade through discussing Super Bowl 48 or discussing the 2013 NCAA championship or talking about the 2014 Masters. I want this to be I want it to be more timeless than that. You know, I want this to be a blog that talks to writers of all kind, not just sports writers, even though that's what I am. That's who I have a lot of contact with. But writers of all kind, writers of children's books, writers of, you know, writers who cover the military for Stars and Stripes. I enjoy the craft of writing so much, and I enjoy talking about it so much. And I enjoy learning from various people how they go about their jobs. You know, how this guy wrote a book, or how this guy wrote his 30-inch game story off of a no-hitter. All that stuff interests me. So the idea is to pull back the curtain a little bit, is to, you know, tell the stories of the storytellers. And I think there's an interest there. You know, maybe 10 years ago, you know, 5 years ago, maybe there wasn't a need for a podcast like this. Maybe people didn't care about the backstories of people who brought them the news every day. But I think with the advent of Twitter and people being able to show their personalities more, not just on sports but on a variety of topics, I think, you know, and there's so much more interaction today. I think there is interest there, and that's what I want to bring to this podcast. And it's talking to people about their experiences and talking about their stories and talking, you know, and maybe on some level this will be helpful to people who want to crack into the journalism world. And it's a never-changing world. It's an ever-shifting world. I had lunch today with a buddy, and we talked about how the wild west nature of this business and how it's so much different it is today than it is when I graduated from college in 2001. One other thing I wanted to bring up before I bring up my first guest is I want you guys to have a say as well. I want the listeners to have a say. And when I started thinking about the idea of doing this podcast a month and a half, 2 months ago, I got to writing names down on my iPhone, people who I'd want to bring onto the show. And I probably got 50 names at this point. It's good enough for almost a year. But what I'd like to do is have you guys suggest people. Obviously, I read a lot of people. I read a lot of writing. But I can't read it all. I don't read it all. And I don't know about the story about the guy who works in, you know, Macon, Georgia, or the guy who the guy who covers preps in Wilmington, North Carolina had to do to get his job. Maybe there's some interest there. So I like to encourage people to find me at joshkatowicz.com, to contact me through there, or go to Twitter, go to @joshkatowicz, joshkatowicz, and let me know, drop me a line. I'd like this to be not just me talking to you, but for you to have a voice and to come back at me and tell me what you like and what you don't. Although I'm sure there's not going to be anything you don't like. It's probably all going to be good. Without further ado, let me bring up my first guest.